The backstory is this. We had Vince Carter on the station yesterday, and he just lamented of his time in the city. And we had Sam Mitchell on the phone today, and we talked about how it did end with Vince and the organization. And long story short, Sam told us a story where Vince went to him in Indianapolis the night before you dealt him and said, I want to be here. A lot of stuff's going on, but I want to be here. I want to stay. Sam then told us he went to you with this knowledge, and you had pretty much made up your mind that this was the right course of action. Is anything I've said incorrect?
Well, the only thing is that's incorrect is it was more than I just made up my mind. We had already agreed to the deal. The deal hadn't been done, but we had already agreed to do the deal.
Okay, so you and Jersey had signed off on it. Had you made the trade call? Like, it was that official?
No. No. But we had verbally agreed to do a deal, and you know, once I verbally agreed to do a deal, it's done.
Okay. That was the part of the story that wasn't given to us. I have to ask, Rob, out of curiosity. Let's say you hadn't firmed things up with the Nets. Let's say there was wiggle room here, which apparently there wasn't. But what if there was? Would you have changed your mind at all?
Well, player coming to a coach and telling him to change his mind, at that point, you know, I think you at least sit down and discuss and find out, okay, you know, what's changed? You know, why the change of thought? And what's this to say that's going to work now all of a sudden? When he asked to be traded, from the beginning, and, you know, that's what we ended up doing, so. Yeah, I don't think you ever, you know, close the door on something if there's still a chance that you can work something out. But it was past the fact anyway, so it was already a done deal.
Even if on the line with the assistant GM of the Timberwolves, Rob Babcock here, and Tim at Sportsnet 590, the Fan. Rob, let's say he comes to you and there's still wiggle room and you're thinking about it from your seat. Considering everything he's told you privately and some of the things that were floating out there publicly, if he says to you, Rob, I'm in. I'm going all in with you. I know what's happened. I'm committing to the organization. Are you completely convinced?
No. Like I said, you have to. It can't be just a one-time thing. You have to look at what's all of a sudden, why the change? Is this a genuine change? Is this something that, you know, you really believe in what we're doing here? You really believe in this team? You know, will your teammates accept you? Will the fans accept you? You have all those questions to ask. And, you know, I mean, it never happened anyway, so you never close the door on anything.
Yeah.
But I think you have to get a lot more answers before you change your mind on anything. And you just, I mean, hey, if you broke up with your girlfriend and, 2 weeks later, she comes back. I made a mistake. I really want to get back together. Are you just going to jump back and get together right away? You know, I think maybe you think about it, but you're gonna have to find out a lot more answers before you decide to get back together.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir, Rob. All the girls I broke up with. Oh, I want to get back to you. So I'm not. You know.
Hey, sorry, I hit a sore spot there. You know. didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, exactly. On the line with Rob Babcock, assistant GM. Of the Minnesota Timberwolves here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Rob, we appreciate you coming on with us because we literally just called you and you said yes, and you're a good man for doing it. But last question before I let you go. Is there anything about how it played out back then that you regret?
No. We did everything, I think the way we should have. It was a long process. There's not much that we could do about it. We were adamant about not making the trade unless we could get, you know, some type of value back, and understanding that any time a player comes out and demands a trade, that it immediately lowers the player's value significantly. And, you know, that's always a problem. So we did the best we could with it and waited it out, tried to get the best offer we possibly could. And, you know, was it value? No, it wasn't value. But the bottom line is our winning percentage went significantly up as soon as the trade was made.